Well, over the last decade or so, there's been growing interest in the relationship between activity and the risk of developing cancer. Studies have demonstrated that exercise appears to have a protective effect against at least four different cancers. Dr. Denny Levitt is consultant in perioperative medicine and critical care at the University Hospital Southampton. She has a special interest in the relationship between exercise and health. So, which cancers might it help with?
That's breast cancer, in particular postmenopausal breast cancer, colon cancer, endometrial cancer, and some of the upper gastrointestinal tract cancer.
Do we know the impact of exercise on people who've already got cancer in terms of their chances of recovering?
Yes, it appears that exercise and fitness and physical activity have an important effect on survival rates from cancer. So individuals who are fitter have improved survival rates at 5 years and at 10 years, and this is even when you control for other risk factors such as obesity or smoking.
Denny, do we have any idea what the mechanism may be?
Well, there may be several protective effects of exercise and fitness. In the first instance, individuals who are fitter are likely to be more able to tolerate some of the cancer therapies. So first of all, major surgery is common as a treatment in most cancers. And we know that individuals who are fitter are more likely to survive major surgery and are less likely to have complications. Also, individuals who are fitter are more able to tolerate chemotherapy. And there are some early suggestions that individuals who are fitter have less toxic side effects from chemotherapy. The specific biology underlying this protective effect is still being studied very actively currently. There is some suggestion we know that exercise is anti-inflammatory, by which I mean it damps down our immune response in the long term. And we know that in the long term, having chronic inflammatory processes increase the risk of cancer coming back and reduce the risk of survival. So it may be that there's some interaction between cancer, inflammation and exercise, but that is very much at a research stage at the moment.
Most people will see exercise or being active as an important part of healthy living, but often when people get ill, whether it be with cancer or with other conditions, they tend to think that rest is very important and we probably do too little. Do you think that's a problem that needs addressing?
Absolutely. I very much believe that. I think it's very important that we tell patients that even if they have a diagnosis of cancer, rest is not the answer. Being active is the answer.
Because many people might think that if you exercise or push yourself too hard trying to get fit, that might have a knock-on impact on your general health, possibly your immune system. But what you're saying is that we don't think that's the case.
We definitely don't think that's the case. And the advice about that has changed in the last 20 years as a result of this increasing evidence base suggesting that exercise is beneficial. There were concerns previously, exactly as you suggested, that if you're unwell, you should rest and that will help you recover. But it actually appears to be the contrary, in fact. Movement and exercise and mobilisation early after either surgery for cancer or during treatment with chemotherapy can improve your long-term outcome.
You seem to be suggesting that in many respects, exercise is something of a panacea.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. And if someone invented it as a drug therapy, I'm sure it would be extremely popular.
Dr. Denny Levitt, who certainly leads by example, having, among many other things, climbed Everest with her husband.